You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, now it is time for Neutral Corner. This week we're looking at, again, America in the lead up to the Nevada primary. So the big thing that's happened is that there's been the big Democratic debate, which has been seen by the arrival of Michael Bloomberg, a billionaire, sort of quite a centristy figure, who has just sort of decided that, oh, I'll have a go. I'll enter this sort of 10-person race because there's not enough people in there already. And so he spent most of the debate getting quite a lot of stick from the other candidates, who also sort of sparred with each other. And because Nevada is sort of the first primary outside of sort of like the upper East Coast, because opposed to it was like New Hampshire and Iowa, Nevada is seen as more of like a demographically representative sort of part of America, especially it's got a big sort of Latino population, quite a sort of strong working class thing. So it is quite interesting to see the contrasting coverage given to the upcoming Nevada primary.
Meanwhile, who are your winners and losers from last night? I'm going to guess you're going to say Michael Bloomberg was the big loser.
Certainly, he was definitely the big loser. Look, I think it's very clear he's not on the ballot in Nevada. He's also shouldn't have been on the debate stage last night there either. I mean, it was something he should have been prepared for. He's had weeks to prepare, and I think that all of the team that prepped him should be looking for a new job, because they did not do a good job getting him ready for that debate last night. Clear winners, certainly Donald Trump. If this is the best the Democrats have to offer, I think he is solidifying 4 more years as president of the United States. The contrast between the excitement and enthusiasm at his rally last night and all over the country versus the bickering and the lack of substance and ideas that came out of the debate last night from the Democrats is, honestly, it's astonishing.
Well, do you think Elizabeth Warren resuscitated her campaign?
I think she probably bumped up a little bit. The sad part is that I don't think it's going to be enough for her. I think she may have helped bloody up Bloomberg, but I don't think that helps move her forward. One of the other winners that I think people are ignoring from last night's debate was Bernie Sanders. Everybody seemed to really focus their fire on Mike Bloomberg, forgetting that Bernie Sanders is actually leading the Democrat field and has on track to win a significant number of delegates in California and other states over the next couple of weeks, yet you didn't see a lot of the Democrat candidates focus their fire on him. I think that was a big mistake, but a great thing for the country, because I think Donald Trump will easily defeat Bernie Sanders in November.
Maybe treating him with kid gloves because they want to be his vice president. We'll see. Thank you so much, Sarah, for joining us.
Yes, that was Sarah Huckabee Sanders, sort of main spokesperson for the White House. Pretty straightforward, everything she said there. Sort of interesting how they are really going after Bloomberg, who I wonder if they see him maybe, because he is quite a sort of semi-right-wing figure, Bloomberg, so I wonder if they see him as a sort of a serious challenger to Trump. And you do see how they are still sort of locked into their own ideology, still just assuming, well, people aren't going to vote for Bernie, even though if you look at the polls, that's not true. But, you know, when you're so wrapped up in your own little world, like Fox News, you know, you're really stuck for independent thought, which is not entirely different to Fox News' sort of ideological equivalent on the sort of center, liberal, left, whatever exactly you want to call it, Democratic Party. MSNBC is particularly their sort of flagship show, Morning Joe, featuring Joe Scarborough, who is quite an interesting figure. I'd talk more about him, but he was a Republican up until 2017. Now he sort of hopped ship because of Trump. But it's interesting how these still quite conservative figures become like the voice of sort of acceptable liberal critique in America. And I think one thing that is quite noticeable also in his coverage of the Nevada debates is that he is also quite down on Bloomberg as well. Anyone like, is that just because Bloomberg did come in quite unprepared and they're just doing it on like a strictly professional level, or do the sort of liberal, democratic, mainstream see Bloomberg as like someone who's going to poach votes away from a more sort of acceptable mainstream democratic candidate like Pete Buttigieg or Amy Klobuchar? But, you know, figure it out for yourselves and listen to this clip.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Joe. Yeah, we had a debate last night. It's Thursday, February 20th. Along with Joe, Willie, and me, we have Donnie Deutsch and former White House press secretary for President Obama, Robert Gibbs. The gloves came off.
Well, they really, oh, my Lord. They really did. Willie, we're going to show all the greatest hits from Ollie Frazier.
Right away.
But before we do, what were your initial thoughts, fight Dr. Freddie Pacheco?
Well, thank you very much. I take that as a compliment, Dr. Pacheco. The gloves were on for the first several debates. That was one of the criticisms of this field, is that it had been too polite. That all changed in the first 30 seconds of the debate last night, as we just showed. We talked yesterday at this time about Mayor Bloomberg, that he was the first time up on the stage, on a debate stage with this group. How would he respond? They tore the skin off him yesterday, last night in Las Vegas. Elizabeth Warren leading the way, Bernie Sanders. They all, one by one, Amy Klobuchar, one by one, went after Mayor Bloomberg. I'm not sure he responded terribly well, as we're going to show in just a couple of minutes, to a couple of the key questions that he had to answer. And Elizabeth Warren, who her campaign has been charging that she's been ignored, that she's been overlooked unfairly, and she took control of that debate throughout, especially in the first hour, but throughout the debate, she took control, in fact, directing some of the questions at one point to Mayor Bloomberg, demanding he let women out of their NDAs. Elizabeth Warren had a great night. I'm not sure they got anywhere. Bernie Sanders went in as the front runner. He didn't take much fire. And the man they're all running against, Donald J. Trump, hardly took any fire at all.
Get off scot-free. I thought the two big winners last night were Bernie, because he's on his way to locking up this nomination if things keep going the way they are. And Donald Trump, who nobody laid a glove on him. They were too busy tearing each other to shreds in an intramural ping pong game. So, Donnie, I'm always surprised when people show up on the national stage when they know what questions are coming at them and they're just woefully ill-prepared. I'm doubly surprised that Mike Bloomberg, who had to know the questions about the NDAs, the questions about the women, the questions about stop and frisk, the questions about his money, he had to know they were all coming. He did horribly the first hour, almost hour and a half. I think he had his first good answer, passable answer, 70 minutes in, when he talked about climate change. How do you show up after investing that much money and not have a 60-second answer ready on these attacks you know are coming?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.